This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is going to announce the winners of its Big App Developer Contest. The goal is to improve the quality of healthcare with an app, and the prize is $200,000. Big money, but these days it might be the visibility that is really worth something, because the app market is incredibly crowded. Marketplace's Sabri Benashour reports.
Swati Survey has an app. It's called LightSprite.
LightSprite builds games to help people manage chronic health conditions.
Conditions like anxiety or depression, for example. It's a cool idea. But there's just one problem: getting noticed.
If you want to get listed as a top 10 app in any app store, it's going to cost you anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 in marketing costs just to get your visibility out there.
Getting any visibility at all can be pricey. There are millions of apps on the market. Nate Westheimer helped create a cloud storage app called Picture Life. He says it's easy to make an app.
Everyone from the biggest companies to, you know, folks in their parents' basements have put out an app.
Ideas really are a dime a dozen.
Rene Ritchie runs iMore.com. He says when mobile apps first appeared, people did get rich quick. Then everyone else piled in.
So where it went from being a gold rush, it began to be more of a lottery.
So one thing that the modern app maker does is, well, play the lottery by entering an app contest. There are hundreds of them.
The biggest help is just in validation.
David Jew created Nori, a web-based math app to help teachers figure out what students are missing out on. He actually recently won $21,000 in a New York City schools app challenge.
I can't lie. It was a big surprise, but one that, you know, we're just thrilled about.
Swati Survey with LightSprite is a finalist in a Robert Woods Johnson Foundation contest with a top prize of $200,000.
You know, that's been really instrumental from accelerating our development to introducing us to potential partners.
But playing the lottery isn't a business model. Again, Nate Westheimer with Picture Life.
The App Store and its rankings are driven by having good reviews and by having a lot of downloads, especially close to when you release it.
That means getting the attention of techie trendsetters on launch day or gaming the search system so your app rises to the top of the list.
It's a very serious and complicated business.
About as far from the lottery as you can get. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.